I believe that, and I believe they don't. The reason I give, because I was once one of those who didn't know who I was on the inside, and so when I met Kevin Jackson, he pushed my spirit to a point where I could recognize, like, wow, wait, I got some real talent here. You know, like, I went from a kid on the street selling drugs and drinking 40s and shit like that to, you know, really having Division I coaches shake my hand going, I like guys like you. And that changed my whole outlook on what I could be and where I could go. I realized I didn't have to stay in the streets. Life was bigger than that. And in the midst of that, I actually got a record deal with Malik Youssef.
Mm.
A good music, Private Plane. And I actually signed 3 different deals with him. So I want to put the timeline right. I got out of college, right? And then, And then a couple years after that, I was going to go overseas. And then I hurt myself like 3 weeks before I went overseas. And I had a mixtape coming out at the same exact time. So basically, that mixtape is on, like, on that city that Bill Rome. And I had that mixtape come out. And then I met Malik Youssef shortly after that. And then he opened me a deal. No, I'm sorry. When did All of the Lights come out? When All of the Lights came out, that's when I got my deal with.
Okay.
So this is when good music was good music. Like, they were, you know, up there with the top of the top.
And if cream of the crop.
Right. And if you know anything about Malik Youssef, you Google him, you'll see he's responsible for writing Kanye's biggest hits, including All of the Lights. He was one of the main writers. So I didn't even know that at the time, because I was like, wait a minute, I don't know if I want to be signed to this guy. Like, who is this? Then when I Googled him, I was like, oh, shit. Oh, gosh. And then he told me a lot about how to make music and the standards you have to have when you're making music. So when he listened to my mixtape, he was like, man, you got to stop this sucker duck type of shit. It's not that you don't have talent, but you got to stop making songs to just make songs. Every song has to have a purpose.